With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump has announced he's canceling his planned tariffs on U.S. allies in Europe over U.S. control of Greenland. He wrote earlier on Truth Social, "Based upon a very productive meeting that I've had with the Secretary General of NATO, Mark Rutte, we have formed a framework of a future deal with respect to Greenland and, in fact, the entire Arctic region. This solution, if consummated, will be a great one for the United States of America and all NATO nations. Based upon this understanding, I will not be imposing the tariffs that were scheduled to go into effect on February 1st. The abrupt about-face emerged hours after Mr. Trump had insisted that he wants to get Greenland, including right, title, and ownership, something he says would be necessary to properly protect the territory from threats from China and Russia. The U.S. Supreme Court appears skeptical of the president's attempt to fire the Fed's Lisa Cook. Justice Brett Kavanaugh questioning whether the termination without review would hurt the independence of the Fed.
Your position that there's no judicial review, no process required, no remedy available, very low bar for cause that the president alone determines, and that would weaken, if not shatter, the independence of the Federal Reserve that we just discussed.
And that is conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Greg Bovino says that ICE agents are taking some dangerous offenders off the streets in Minneapolis.
Leaders like Tim Walz or Mayor Fry have relied on heated rhetoric and accusations that distract from the facts. The facts are that federal agents are arresting murderers, rapists, child predators.
And more on these stories at srnnews.com. Some hockey stars are rejecting the LGBT agenda.
NHL clubs continue to host gay pride games and players continue to opt out. This month it was Alexander Ovechkin, the leading goal scorer in league history. The Washington Capitals captain refused to put rainbow tape on his stick during a match with the Panthers, and five other Caps players followed suit. Other players around the league, often from Eastern Europe, have taken a similar stand against promoting the LGBT agenda. Michael Harrington reporting.
Gunmen have abducted more than 150 worshippers in simultaneous attacks on three separate churches in northwest Nigeria. The attack took place on Sunday in a community in Kaduna State while services were underway. Worshippers were abducted at the Evangelical Church Winning All, another church belonging to the denomination Cherubim and Seraphim, and a Catholic church was also among those attacked. This is SRN News. President Trump made it safely to Davos, Switzerland for the World Economic Forum, but not before a glitch forced an unexpected U-turn in his travels last night.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says about an hour after President Donald Trump left, Air Force One returned to Andrews Tuesday evening because of a minor electrical issue. A reporter on board Air Force One says the lights in the press cabin went out briefly after takeoff, and about a half an hour into the flight, reporters were told the plane would be turning around.
And Mr. Trump did make it safely to Davos for the event. And the president's proposed Board of Peace is encountering resistance, even among close allies. Norway, Sweden, and France have all declined to join the group, reflecting unease about the plan that some fear could undermine the United Nations' role in conflict resolution. And the president is saying about 30 countries are expected to join his Board of Peace. More of these stories at srnnews.com.